The Vermont Senate has given overwhelming approval to a controversial bill that aims to keep guns out of the hands of violent felons and mentally unstable individuals. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, though, Second Amendment activists will look to stall the legislation in the House.
The long-awaited floor debate over the gun bill finally arrived Wednesday afternoon, and Bennington Senator Dick Sears told colleagues that the vote boils down to a simple question of policy.
I guess the basic question of this bill is, are there some people who you as a body, through our vote, believe should not be possessing firearms?
The Senate answered that question with an emphatic yes, as a two-thirds majority voted in favor of legislation that would make it illegal under state law for violent felons and drug traffickers to possess a firearm. The bill would also try to keep guns out of the hands of people deemed by a court to be a danger to themselves or others by making sure their names are uploaded into the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The legislation was long ago stripped of a far more controversial provision that would have required background checks for sales of firearms at gun shows or over the internet. Darren Gones is a lobbyist for the National Rifle Association who was sent to Vermont to work against the gun bill here. And he says the death of the background check provision was significant.
Listen, at the end of the day, from the bill that was originally proposed to this, I mean, the other side, I think that their agenda has been rejected. And so on that note, we're happy.
But intense opposition remains to a bill that detractors say will lead to more gun control legislation in the future. Essex-Orleans Senator John Rogers called the legislation an attack on Vermont's gun culture and sportsman heritage.
Others who move to Vermont because they like the culture are welcome, and others who have stated that they want to change our culture here may want to seek another place that has a culture that they like.
Ann Braden is head of Gun Sense Vermont, the group spearheading the push for gun control legislation. Braden says her organization won't seek to have the background checks added back onto the bill in the House, and she says the watered-down version is still a major victory. The Senate advanced the bill by a 20-8 count. It will hold a final vote on Thursday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.